So we had the amazing opportunity this past weekend, Steve, to go to the BMO and take in a hat giveaway for the Rockford IceHogs. This was an experience.
I actually posted video because I couldn't believe the line. I got there at like 10 after 5 going, I'll just, you know, go in. We'll have a couple of beers. I stood in line for 45 minutes to get into the BMO at 6.
Yeah, dude. It was nuts. It was nuts. Every other game I've ever been to, you show up. When doors open at 6 and it's like you're the only person there. But they were giving away these cool hats that say, you know, Rockford IceHogs on the front and some graffiti font. It was an artist hat giveaway. And the artist goes by Stuck1 is his name. And I thought this was pretty cool. Inside the hat, you know, they always have the little inserts, the little cardboard things that keep the framing of it. Mm-hmm. There's a little excerpt on the inside of here where he explains why the hat looks the way it did. It says in 2019, he designed and released a Chicago Cubs hat. Only 5,000 were made. And he said the approach to this IceHogs hat that you and I are currently wearing was a nod to that design in hopes that any Rockford locals who missed their chance to get that Cubs hat have one with Rockford on the front. He also said that he was excited when he got the news to partner with the IceHogs on this project because both of his parents and his sister worked at the BMO Center at one time or another, and the IceHogs were actually his first commissioned mural project. So very cool. A lot of history going into this hat.
Yeah, three local artists had their hats commissioned by the IceHogs. It was a contest. A lot of people submitted their designs, and then I believe the IceHogs and the Arts Council all picked the winner.
Well, they picked well because Stuck One did a great job with these ones. You can follow him and all of his art at Stuck, STUK.1.
Thank you, Stucky. We appreciate it. The city of Rockford is renaming part of Court Street in honor of the city's first black hotel owner.
Ooh.
Just found out about this morning. Part of Court Street is now going to be referred to as John Briggs Way. And that celebration was held this past Saturday. Family is just, you know, beaming with amazement and delight, as you can imagine. Briggs ran the hotel for over 20 years. The Briggs Hotel at the corner of Cedar and Court Streets, the first home for many African Americans migrating here from the South back in the 30s, 40s, and 50s.
That's very cool.
Had no idea. Another street was renamed to in Beloit over the weekend. Riverside Drive, where all the Vets Roll buses roll down to go to D.C. and back, has been renamed. Riverside Drive now is known as Vets Roll Drive.
I like that.
So can you imagine when the buses turn out of the parking lot and these incredible veterans are going to see Vets Roll Drive and
that's
all the American flags. And then when they come back, they see Vets Roll Drive again. By the way, Vets Roll is happening Sunday, May 19th through Wednesday, May 22nd in just about a month.
All right, before we're done with this, tell me about this road project. I can do another bridge jump like I did on Perryville last summer.
No, you cannot. Leave your Evel Knievel ways behind you. No Dukes of Hazzard stuff happening here. All right, this bridge is on South Mulford, just south of Sandy Hollow Road. It goes over Bypass 20. That is now being closed. They did the other one with South Perryville last summer.
Right.
Now this is the South Mulford Road. That's going to be ripped to smithereens and completely replaced this year.
What do you think, in comparison, what do you think will be more of an issue to deal with? Perryville being out or Mulford being out?
Probably Perryville
being
out, I would imagine.
I think so, too.
It's just a bigger road, and it goes further south. It connects more.
Yeah, all I'm saying is last year when Perryville wasn't connected, it was a hell of a time trying to get to, you know, Cherry Valley and all that.
But right now, the biggest inconvenience for me is Newburgh Road, right there by Share Stuff.
Oh.
They're replacing a water main, and they've closed the eastbound lane, I believe it is, of Newburgh Road from Alpine, and that is a big inconvenience.
Right, that adds at least another 2 minutes to your commute going
maybe
to work today.
2 minutes top.